Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, March 23rd, 2012. Pauhana Friday, end of the week. Going into the weekend here, we're under a little bit of rain here on the island of Oahu, but probably going to have a nice, relaxing weekend, I hope. But you know, we're in the middle of the Pacific. We got to have rain, or we don't take showers and drink water and the rest of that. Anyway, so phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the man is in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer your calls when you come online. Just a quick reminder, on Monday, Ken O'Keefe will be our on-air guest. And later in the week, we haven't nailed the date down yet, but we're going to have a representative from the Luxi company. They make this very cool Bluetooth headset with a built-in camcorder. And as we start to see the very heavy-handed tactics that the police are using to try and prevent the resurgence of the Occupy movement, we're going to be talking about that later in the show. Again, I'm going to keep hitting this point. Having covert cameras in the crowd is going to be a deterrent to some of the behavior that we've been seeing. Maybe not. They caught some of this police brutality in New York on camera, and it doesn't seem to be slowing them down. So, you know, what we have to do is just keep taking videos, keep taking pictures, get those images and videos out of their control any way that we can, and just publicly shame them whenever possible when they're behaving like this. This new camera, I got one about 2 weeks ago, and it is it's a good quality camera. It's a wide angle lens. You don't have to be quite so careful about aiming it. You can send images directly to your smartphone, so you can actually see what your camera is seeing. There's even an application that will take the video from the camera and literally stream it live to the web, just going out there from in real time. It's just the most amazing device, and there's all kinds of cool applications for it. And we'll be having somebody from the company talking about that later in the week. I think it's a really fun gizmo. I've been playing with it, you know, just like sticking this little tiny camera into places and say, ooh, that's what it looks like inside. You know, that's what the dust sees when it flies up inside the vacuum cleaner. You know, that kind of stuff. Anyway, I just have fun with my technology when it's working here. Anyway, today is the 100th anniversary of the birth of Wernher von Braun, who, of course, was the guiding genius behind the United States program to land a man on the moon and return him safely to the earth. And it's rather sad to think that had the U.S. government not spent more than $80 trillion bailing out Wall Street from the biggest financial swindle in history, the mortgage-backed security fraud, we would be on our way to sending a manned mission to Mars. And once again, as a side effect of that effort, we would be the world's leader in technology development. But we're not there anymore, and I think nothing hammered that home harder than this video somebody sent me this morning showing an auto factory in Germany that's making the new high-end Volkswagen. The place looks like an art gallery or a museum, and it's all in glass, and they invite people to come in and walk. You can go right to the factory and buy your car right off the end of the assembly line, and the place is just beautiful. And you look at the current state of American automotive factories, and you begin to see just how far we have fallen from what used to be the leading industrial power on Earth, and we just don't have it anymore. We have lost it. That factory is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, Barack Obama is out there speechifying, and he's pounding on this issue of Trayvon Martin, who was an unarmed 17-year-old African-American boy shot in Florida, and the fallout from it, and what it really means. He's basically waving this bloody shirt around good and hard. When we come back from these commercials, we're going to tell you what I think it's really all about. We'll be right back.
If If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the situation of Trayvon Martin. Now, this is a young boy who apparently was walking from a convenience store to visit a family friend or relation inside a gated community down in Florida. There is no indication that he was doing anything wrong at all. He was confronted by a volunteer for the Neighborhood Watch program by the name of George Zimmerman. Zimmerman called the police to report a suspicious person, and it should have ended there. But before the police arrived, Zimmerman got into an altercation with Trayvon Martin and shot and killed him. And a lot of people are very upset about this story, and well, they should be. Zimmerman has not been arrested, and yet he basically broke every single rule of the Neighborhood Watch program. You're supposed to watch and report, watch and report, watch and report. You're not supposed to confront the suspects, you're not supposed to be armed, and you're not supposed to pull the gun and shoot the guy. But Zimmerman is claiming that Trayvon attacked him for some reason, completely out of character. So it's one of those horrible tragedies, and nobody's talking about how this imposed paranoia on the American population is leading to this. You know, the constant harangue from TV and the corporate media is, if you see something, do something about it, report it, spy on everybody, everybody's a potential terrorist, everybody's a potential rapist, everybody's potential this. And just this constant state of induced fear and paranoia. We're not victims of terrorism in this country. We're victims of scarerism. And the biggest scarerist of all is the U.S. government, aided by the corporate television networks and newspapers. They want you to be afraid in order to increase your psychological dependency on Big Daddy government, who will take care of you, with the result that everybody's walking around loaded for bear and on a hair trigger. And so this cop wannabe, Zimmerman, basically, you know, violated all the rules of the Neighborhood Watch program, which is administered by the National Sheriff's Association. It's watch, emphasis on the word watch. If you see somebody you think is committing a crime, and apparently at the time Zimmerman called the police, all he saw was this black kid walking along a street toward a gated community. Which means Zimmerman was potentially engaging in profiling. Ooh, black kid, gated community, can't have a legitimate reason there. Actually, as it turns out, he did. So it is a tragedy. Now the politicians are leaping in on this thing. And Obama is out there making the statement, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. Which means he'd look like Frank Marshall Davis. And what Obama is doing, do not for a second think that Obama cares about this kid or about the tragedy that happened. Barack Obama is thinking about November. He can't run on the economy. He can't run on the state of the wars and the desire for another war. He can't run on his obeisance to Israel anywhere outside of the AIPAC convention. He can't even run on illegal immigration, because popular opinion is turning against this idea of just letting anybody walk across the border at a time when we don't have enough work for the legal Americans. The GOP has actually succeeded in wearing out gay marriage and abortion as issues. Everybody's already tired of hearing about those. So Obama is looking to run on the race card, because that's what got him through in 2008, and he's going to run on the race card again this year. And from now until November, they're going to be pounding on every little instance of news that suggests a racial bias. Obama might even try and portray some of the Occupy movement confrontations that are coming as racially based, because that's what he's going to try and run on again. Yes, prove you're not a racist by voting me into a second term. Actually, I'm going to prove I'm not an idiot by voting him out. Except Romney's probably going to run, which means I'm not going to vote at all. So Obama is just basically, he's standing on this dead boy's corpse. He's using it as a campaign platform. And it's got nothing to do with Obama's caring about this kid. Because if Obama really cared about these kids in the inner cities, he would actually have done something to improve the economy. He'd bring back the high-paying jobs from the foreign countries. He'd slap those banks upside of the head for the mortgage-backed security fraud, and he'd stop looting the American people to bail them out of having to go to jail. So do not for a second think that Barack Obama really cares at all about this kid. It's just an opportunity to make speeches and get reelected again. So, now I want to talk a little bit about Iran, because it appears, at least for the moment, the war hawks have kind of backed off, or at least most of them. We know that both the U.S. government and the Israeli government are badly factionalized between the people who see a war into Iran as a huge mistake and those who are still thinking that a war, any war, is their best political solution right now to hang on to power and wealth. And so we're seeing all these conflicting stories coming out right now. The United States, Europe, and even Israel's intelligence agencies are all actually in agreement about the fact that Iran does not have a nuclear bomb, is not trying to build one, and were they to decide to build one, it would be several years into the future before they could have a working warhead. And that still doesn't even address the issue of delivery systems, which are a lot harder to conceal than an actual bomb warhead. And yet, we're still finding people trying to find a reason to go to war against Iran. And one of the latest ones right here, of course, the United States is now accusing Iran of shipping arms to Syria. Oh, my goodness. They're shipping arms to Syria. Well, the United States ships arms to Israel. Isn't that the same thing? Why is it okay for the United States to give weapons, including, you know, according to Mordecai Vanunu, parts for nuclear weapons to Israel, but not okay for Iran to arm Syria? Seems like there's a little bit of a double standard going on there. If the United States is going to be sending weapons all over the world, well, you really can't say that nobody else is allowed to do that. It's a little bit of hypocrisy there. I mean, it wasn't, back in December of last year, the FBI files were declassified, showing that Israel has been acquiring nuclear triggers here in the United States of America. If Iran was caught acquiring these nuclear triggers, it would be big headline news. The Israel gets caught doing it? No, we're going to classify that. American people don't need to know that Israel is acquiring nuclear triggers for their nuclear weapons they keep insisting they don't actually have, but we've got photographs of them. You know, the kind of nuclear bombs that Israel was caught trying to sell to South Africa, but rest assured they don't exist, because if they existed, we couldn't send all your tax money to Israel, because it would be illegal. And it goes on and on and on and on here. Now, the latest insult. Remember we were talking about Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system, which Israel developed with U.S. taxpayer funding. You were forced to pay for Israel to develop the Iron Dome system. During this recent incident where Israel attacked Gaza, Gaza shot some bottle rockets back, and Iron Dome shot the bottle rockets down. Now remember, this is a hideously expensive system that they have built. A single Iron Dome battery is $50 million, not even counting the cost of the individual missiles themselves. It's hideously expensive. So if you're spending $50 million to shoot down a rocket that the Gazans built for $25, you know, who's winning and who's losing from the economic point of view? A lot of people thought that Israel provoked this response in order to demonstrate that Iron Dome was really good at shooting down bottle rockets as a sales pitch, because now Israel wants to sell these to other countries. And yet at the same time, they've turned around and through their ambassador, Michael Oren, the United States Congress is getting ready to send Israel the money for them to build 10 more Iron Dome batteries for themselves. That's basically a half $1 billion. They're going to give Israel to build more Iron Domes for itself. Well, if Israel's building them for export, why doesn't Israel build and pay for their own Iron Domes? Why are we always on the hook to pay for Israel's missile defense systems that they're using basically to defend themselves when they attack other countries? Because that's what happened with this last demonstration. Israel sets up the missile defense, lobs a couple of shots into Gaza. Gaza fires back with their home-built rockets, and they get shot down. And Israel says, see how butch we are. We are a mighty warrior on the planet with this high-technology system the Americans paid for. And now we're going to sell it to other countries because we've proven how well it works. And by the way, Americans, would you pay for us to build 10 more for ourselves? No other country on earth gets away with this kind of arrogance. Only Israel. And again, as I said, if you're spending $50 million to shoot down a $25 rocket, that's actually rather bad strategic planning here. All righty. Speaking of, before we leave Iran, India is now buying Iranian crude oil, and they're paying for it in gold. And this is probably going to result in more downward pressure on the U.S. dollar, not to mention a lot more hostility from the United States to the government of India. So that story continues to develop, that the sanctions against Iran have backfired hideously. We'll be back after these commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I think we're going to be starting to put a renewed emphasis on preparation, emergency preparation, dealing with collapse of society, or just ordinary disaster preparation, which everybody prudently ought to be looking into as well. And that's why we're talking. We're getting some new ad clients in who sell this kind of stuff. And the reason I was thinking about it, there was an interesting story came down yesterday. Ruger, the gun maker, is now halting all new orders for sales of guns. They are so backlogged. They're like about a million units backlogged on being able to deliver their existing orders. So they're basically refusing any new gun orders until they can get caught up in the backlog. We're also hearing, of course, all this talk about how the government is trying to buy up surplus ammo to keep it out of the hands of gun stores. And it does look like everybody's gearing up for a potential firefight in the streets of the United States of America, which I'd like to avoid, really. But as long as we've got a government that's willing to shoot the American people have to be prepared and willing to shoot back. And so if you've been thinking about obtaining a firearm, now might be a good time to look into it. And if there was even a story on the corporate media today, how about gun sales are booming ahead of the 2012 elections? It's a red warning sign we're heading to a crisis. And remember, that Second Amendment speaks of military weapons, not hunting, not target shooting. It speaks of military weapons. The people are allowed to keep and bear military weapons as a hedge against tyrannical government. Now, Eric Holder, despite the Supreme Court ruling saying that the Second Amendment grants an individual right to keep and bear arms, Eric Holder is back to taking the position that the Second Amendment grants a collective right and the armed army represents the people keeping and bearing arms. Well, the Second Amendment says the militia. And under U.S. law, the militia is the general citizenry able to keep and bear arms. You know, there's an age limit. I'm actually out of it myself, but there's an age limit in there, above a certain age, below a certain age. All able-bodied people represent the general militia. Every other right conveyed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is an individual right to the individual person. Only in the case of the Second Amendment are the gun grabbers, which are the pro-crimers, I might add, the pro-crimer anti-gun crew, always try and twist it saying, well, in this one case, they meant a collective right, not an individual one. The Supreme Court's already ruled on it. Eric Holder is out there trying to say, no. Individual citizens are not allowed to have guns because once he takes the guns away, they will do what we tell them to do. Like I said, our government is currently studying up from Dictatorship for Dummies by one Adolf Hitler, because that was his attitude. Take the guns away from the people, they'll do what you tell them to, no matter how stupid it is. Let's invade Poland today. Anyway, so shortage of the Rugers. I used to have one of those little Ruger 22 caliber rifles, and I had it all tricked out with the folding stock and the laser sight and the expanded magazine and the little foregrip to prevent it from overheating. And I nicknamed it Arnold. It looked far more deadly than it actually was. It was just a 22 caliber plinking gun. My wife was very, very good with it, though. And I used to joke that the secret of our happy marriage was matching his and her assault rifles. And I don't have it any longer because I was in the middle of a documentary I was making called The Soul of the Steel. And that was back in the days of actually editing on videotape. And my editing U-matic video recorder destroyed the head. And I had to buy a new head for the recorder, and I had to sell all my firearms to pay for it all. So you got to make these choices in life. But it was a fun gun. It was a fun gun. Anyway, getting back to more serious situations here. The European Union has apparently authorized ground strikes in Somalia, apparently in retaliation for the Somalia pirates. Now, there's a little backstory on the Somalia pirates. The people who are down there off the coast of Somalia don't think they're pirates. They think they're enforcing the laws regarding Somalia's territorial waters, and there are two issues there. One is there's a lot of toxic dumping that's going on off the coast of Somalia. And what these Somalia groups will do is they're grabbing the ships and they're holding the crews, not for ransom, but to pay a fine. Because the dumping is going on inside Somalia's territorial waters, and that's a big issue. The other part of it is a lot of international fishing fleets are coming into Somalia's waters, and they're just dragnetting the place for seafood. The Somalia's territorial waters are just filled with yellowfin tuna, which is this huge commercial value. And it, you know, it's kind of weird. They're fishing in the same place. They're dumping all this toxic waste. And the Somalia yellowfin tuna, not surprisingly, has a high degree of toxic chemicals in them. But it's, you know, we're going to put it in a can and sell it in the stores in America. And the Somalians are trying to protect their territorial waters against pollution and to reserve their fish to their own people. And it's not happening. And the U.S. doesn't want to admit they're toxic dumping and stealing their fish. So, oh, they're pirates. We've got to go get the pirates, blah, 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 blah. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Could look at it and figure out what you were doing, what you were reading, what you were eating, where you were going, what your hobbies were, and all of this stuff. And, of course, it provoked a huge outcry from the American people that the government really has no business knowing that information. The government has a legitimate need to know if you have committed a crime. But the rest of the stuff that was being collected in order to create psychological profiles of you has absolutely nothing to do with crime prevention. Or even terrorism prevention. It's about being able to, first of all, sell this information to marketing companies and Second of all, just to allow the cops to have something to come in and manipulate you with. The Nazis used to do the same thing. They would come in and they'd talk to people and say, we know everything about you. And then they would just say, we know that you do the, we know you take your laundry to this place. We know you do the, we know you dance on Saturdays over at this other place. And the people would just be shocked and overwhelmed that they had no privacy at all. It was a psychological stripping bare. And that's what the U.S. government's getting ready to do here with all this stuff. All right, looks like Fred has called back, so we're going to put this topic on hold. Fred, welcome back to the show. What is on your mind?
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I heard you talking about the case that happened down in Florida where a young man was killed. And I see in my state and all the other states having all these protest rallies, and the police chief had to step aside, and there's legislators calling for the repeal of this law. And I just have this national outrage, and I see the president weighed in on comments on it. But, Mike, where was the outrage when that young agent was murdered at the hands of really the U.S. government by letting illegal guns go down to Mexican drug cartels, and it murdered him? Where was the national outrage on that? Now, this young agent was doing his job. And where were all these protest rallies to stop these insane programs like Fast and Furious? I mean, we should have a day of national outrage on that. But it seems like any time they want to make an issue political, you know, and they want to remove a law that's probably a fairly good law, but something went wrong with it, so you got to maybe reshape it. You know, they call for all this outrage. But I say, you know, we should have outrage when that young agent was murdered down doing his job.
Yeah, we should have had that outrage. We should have had that outrage that the U.S. government, you know, had this guy that was supposed to be the kingpin of all the drug lords down there, and they just let him go. And, you know, I think it's a revival of Iran-Contra. I think the U.S. government is sending guns down, and they're getting drugs back, and they're selling to American kids, and they're all getting rich on it. It's hardly the first time that insiders in the U.S. government have been caught dealing drugs. We know they're bringing opium back from Afghanistan. During Vietnam, they were bringing Kunsa's opium back to the United States inside the body bags. It's a long history of drug involvement by high-level government in this country, and there's nothing new with that. Now, the reason they're making a big deal about this kid in Florida, and by the way, I do not mean to trivialize his death. It was a tragedy. And this is George Zimmerman was clearly in the wrong, and he should be arrested and thrown in jail. There's no question about that. But the organizing of the rallies and Obama's speech and all the rest of it is because Obama desperately needs racial relations to be an issue this summer as he campaigns for re-election in November, because he's got nothing else he can run on. And so, yeah, they're fanning this up as an election year issue, not out of concern for the inner city kids. Because if they really were concerned about these inner-city kids, they would improve the economy in the inner cities.
Oh, Mike, you're absolutely right. And if you take a look at the Obama administration compared to race relations, they have gone way down. I mean, we are not getting along under Obama's administration. If anything, he's got more division. And by coming out and siding with this case or trying to cover for the Attorney General for doing that stupid program called Fast and Furious, it's just dividing this country. We are so balkanized now. We can't even think like Americans anymore. We have to think of, what are we? You know, are we gay? Are we, you know, are we our ethnic background? Are you Christian? Are you Muslim? No, we should be thinking as Americans first. And what's good for this country, you're absolutely right.
You are absolutely correct. And, yes. You know, the government keeps us divided against each other, young against the old, men against the women. You know, we found out that some of the leaders of the militant feminist movement that were fanning this division and all the gender hatred and the all men are rapists and stuff, and they turned out they were all working, you know, for the Central Intelligence Agency, and they were all basically being paid to turn men into disposable objects in advance of the push for war. And it's always been that way. You know, polarize the young and the old, polarize the black and the white, polarize the rich and the poor. And it's always the divide and conquer. And you're absolutely right. We all need to remember we are one American people of all colors, all genders, all preferences, and all religions. And we need to start thinking and acting like a single American people against the biggest threat against our lives today, and that is the U.S. federal government.
Mike, God bless you. I have to go now, but great job, Mike. Keep up the good work. You're absolutely right.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and thanks for calling back again after we lost you that first time. All right, so getting back to this whole thing about total information awareness and the data mining, we are now finding out that the U.S. government has relaxed the rules, relaxed the limits on the use of data in terror analysis. And basically what it means is they're treating every single living American citizen, 330 million Americans, as all potential terror suspects, and using that to justify building these vast computerized dossiers on all of us. It isn't working. They have that kind of data on this guy who was over there in Toulouse, France, you know, unless you believe it was a false flag, you know, staged terror attack like I do. You have to look at all this data they're collecting on everybody and all the groping of the crotches and all the dropping of the laptops and all the rest of it and say it obviously doesn't work because these incidents are still happening. But they're building these gigantic databases on all of us. And it may, you know, and part of it is bluff. Part of it is to bluff you down saying you can't do anything without the government knowing about it, which is absolutely nonsense because you unplug from the wall and you close your door and, you know. Now, what was that one the other day where they're saying your home appliances will be spying on you? Okay, well, I don't share my inner secrets with my home appliances, I might add. You know, my microwave oven has no idea what I'm thinking when I'm cooking my macaroni and cheese. But it's basically building up these huge databases, and part of it is bluff to scare you into staying silent. And the other part of it is to have information that they can use against you. You're not allowed to know what the government is doing. There's no transparency. It's all private. It's all secret. It's all classified. But they have complete, total penetration of your home to give them the psychological advantage, to give them the tactical advantage. You are the enemy of the United States government. They're treating you like you are the biggest threat. And you are, because you're waking up. You're the biggest threat to the power structure in this country because you recognize it is a very clever, covert form of enslavement called the Federal Reserve System. And you come and you are waking up to the realization that this country you are living in is not the country the public schools told you it was. Doesn't act like it, doesn't smell like it, doesn't function like it. You're working your entire life away, and the wealth and the proceeds from your work goes to the elites. That's fascism. That's not a republic. It's not even democracy. And now this year we're getting just a textbook lesson in the fact that our elections are completely fraudulent. We saw that with the GOP primary. All these thousands and thousands of people showing up at Ron Paul's events. Newt Gingrich had to cancel one when nobody but the reporters showed up. Mitt Romney's talking to an empty stadium. And yet, yes, it's Mitt Romney, and anybody who's saying otherwise is just being a sore loser, according to the corporate media. And even Ron Paul, who didn't want to get into that, is having to say, yeah, we got cheated. And most of America knows the elections are now completely rigged. This government that is in power, that is taking our money, that is telling us how to live our lives, that is spying on us 24 hours a day, that is taking our children and having them blown to bloody bits on the other side of the planet to obtain some oil wells and to force our system of banking on other countries, is not elected. They cheated their way to power. They are not a legitimate government under the Constitution of the United States of America. And you all understand that, which is why the government sees you as their biggest threat. It's not some Arab Muslim all living on the other side of the world in a cave or herding their goats around and just trying to live their lives. The biggest threat to the power structure in this country is an awake and aware population. And you can tell from all these programs like Total Information Awareness that the U.S. government now treats you like you're the enemy. They're not putting these naked body scanners in airports over in the Middle East. They're putting them in our homes, in our hometowns. They're treating you like you're the enemy, and you're waking up and realizing it. And that's why they're so scared of you right now. Meanwhile, for all this total information awareness, and they're going to be reading your email, and they're going to be listening to your phone calls and everything, it turns out a panel of computer security experts, it told a U.S. Senate committee earlier this week, computer networks operated by the U.S. Department of Defense, which you would think would be the most protected networks out there, are so thoroughly compromised by foreign spies, there's no point in trying to keep them out. They're so busy spying on you, they have completely dropped the ball in keeping other nations from spying on our military systems. That shows you where the government's priorities are. That shows you who the government thinks their enemy, their biggest threat is. They don't care about foreign countries. They're not worried about foreign spies. The Israeli spies, they welcome them in. They give them tea and crumpets, pat them on the head, and send them home when they get caught. But the American people, oh, yeah, got to keep an eye on them. They're the real danger. They're the real threat. Washington, D.C. is terrified of you. And the proof is, look where they're spending all their money to defend themselves against. They're not defending themselves against foreign spies in our military computer systems. They're defending themselves against you. So. Now, there's a, speaking of computers, there is a new scam circulating, and you need to be aware of this. If you are a user of the website Mega Upload, which was caught in the crosshairs of one of these copyright infringement versus, you know, mass uploading situations, there is a criminal fraud going around where they've somehow gotten hold of the Mega Upload users, and they're sending out emails pretending to be a law firm representing the copyright holders who were injured by the file sharing by Mega Upload. And they're basically saying, you can settle out of court for blah, blah, blah dollars, insert your credit card information, and it's complete fraud. It's a fake law firm claiming to act on behalf of Universal, Sony, EMI, and Paramount, and they're going out to anybody that they're able to determine use the Mega Upload website, and they're sending them emails saying, you are being prosecuted for copyright infringement, but you can settle by paying a settlement, you know, and so forth. And it's a fraud. It's a complete hoax. Universal, Sony, EMI, and Paramount are not behind this. They're not getting any money from it. It's just another fraud. And the U.S. government is letting them get away with it because they're really too busy keeping an eye on you. We can't be bothered with all those people putting Viagra ads on your websites. We can't be bothered with all the scammers and the fraudsters. We have to keep an eye on you, the people, because you're the real danger to the United States of America. Well, I got a newsflash for you all. We the people, 330 million Americans, we're the United States of America. Not that little 10-mile square block Sodom on the Potomac. They're not even a state. They're not even part of the United States of America. We're the United States of America. And those scammers and hoaxsters living and working in Sodom on the Potomac are not a legitimate government. Both because of the massive vote fraud that we are now seeing before our eyes, and mostly because they're not following the contract. You hear the phrase contract with America by politicians. We already have one. It's called the Constitution. And when the government or those who pose to be the government in Washington, D.C. refuse to abide by that Constitution, they cease to be the legal government of this land. They get away with it only if they can fool you into thinking that they're somehow able to twist around the words to their own purposes. But they don't get to interpret the words. You do. It's your contract. It says right up at the top, we the people. That contract is from we the people to the government. The government must abide by it in order to be the government. They're not allowed to change the rules. Any more than if you hire a janitor to take care of your building, he's not allowed to change his job description. That is your function as the owner of the business, as the boss. And the owner and the boss of the United States of America are we the people. You set the job descriptions. And the people who are hired as caretakers of our society are not allowed to change the job description. Not by executive order, not by congressional edict, not by creative reinterpretation of the contract by the United States Supreme Court. That Constitution and the Bill of Rights are absolute. And if the government does not abide by them, then they're in breach of contract. And we the people, the owners and masters of this land, have to fire our wayward employees, especially when we catch them cheating on the elections by which they try and claim authority over us. So I see this total information awareness revival as a sign of fear. I see this crackdown on the Occupy movement as a sign of utter fear. They're starting to come in the night. They're doing night raids. They don't even want to be seen in the light of daytime. They're striking in the dark. when the protesters are asleep. And they're hurting them and wounding them to send a message, to make examples of them. They're breaking ribs now on women. That shows you just how terrified the federal government is of the Occupy movement and of we, the American people. They're engaging in terrorism tactics. Strike in the dark without warning. That's hardly the actions of a government of a mature republic. That's brown shirt mentality, or in this case, it's blue shirt mentality. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're continuing to basically look through the news of the day. Somebody just sent in an email talking about this total information awareness and the linking together of all these incredible databases. We, despite the idea that we're supposed to be paying off our debts and living within our means, the reality is the banks want us forced to be always using their credit cards. And even if it's not a true credit card, they want us to pay for everything with a debit card now. They're pushing toward this cashless society where even just to buy a newspaper, we have to go through the banks in order to do so. And this gives the banks a tremendous amount of power. Because all they have to do is simply go into the computer and say, the cards don't work anymore. And you could literally starve to death in the middle of a nation filled with sort of kind of enough food. You can be a slave without having chains on you. You can be held a slave by that little plastic card. And that's one of the reasons the banks are always trying to say, no, got to be cashless. Do everything with a debit card. Do it with the plastic, because that gives them power over you. Remember, when this country was started, banks were off to one side. They were optional. You could go through your entire life without ever having to do business with a bank. You could choose not to deposit your money in the bank. You could choose not to borrow from the bank. The people had the power. The people had the control over the economy. And then with the Federal Reserve, the bankers inserted themselves directly into the functions of the Treasury. The bank started issuing the currency, and it was always as a loan to the people at interest, or to other banks, or to corporations, or the government, but always a loan at interest. Every Federal Reserve note in circulation, in your pocket, in the computers, in your company's payroll department, all entered circulation as a loan at interest. You lost your freedom to live your life without involving a bank. You're given a piece of paper for your payment. You must take it to the bank and put it on deposit in the bank before you can spend it. Simply spending money, even if you're trying to live entirely on a cash-based basis, you're still involving the bank with your life, because all that cash you use is a loan at interest to somebody. And that's why the debt keeps going up faster than the available money supply. The bankers want control over you. The very essence of the banking industry is to keep everybody, individuals and nations, slaves to debt. That is where their power lies, by creating debt and keeping you slaves to it. And they don't ever want you to pay that debt off. That is why, as the real estate bubble began to burst, as the mortgage-backed security fraud began to fall apart, they were lobbying Washington, D.C. for tax credits to send the high-paying jobs overseas so that the banks had an easier time taking your homes. Remember, the bankers want you kept permanently in debt. That's why housing is always so expensive. We'll be right back.